नमस्कार, शाम के 4:30 का समय और समाचार पत्रिका कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा के आज के संस्करण में आपके स्वागत के साथ हम उपस्थित हैं। आज के सफर में आपके साथ हूं मैं, आप ही का अपना रवि कपूर, और मेरे साथ है मेरी सहयोगी लालिमा अनिजा डेंग। नमस्कार लालिमा।
नमस्कार रवि, एंड अ वार्म वेलकम फ्रेंड्स हु आर ऑल ट्यून्ड इन टू दिस येट अनदर शो कॉल्ड परिक्रमा, विच कम्स टू यू एवरी डे एज रवि जस्ट मेंशन एट 4:30 PM शार्प।
जी, आधे घंटे के इस कार्यक्रम में जानेंगे देश दुनिया के समाचार, चलेंगे क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं के पास और जानेंगे कि क्या कुछ है उनके पास खास। उन विशिष्ट व्यक्तित्वों की भी बात करेंगे जो आज के दिन इस दुनिया में आए या जिन्होंने आज के ही दिन इस दुनिया को कहा अलविदा। और लालिमा, हम सब जानते हैं कि आज अंग्रेजी नववर्ष है, यानी कि अंग्रेजी नववर्ष का पहला दिन जिसे 1 जनवरी को पूरे विश्व में मनाया जाता है। तो सभी श्रोताओं को अंग्रेजी नववर्ष की बधाई और शुभकामनाएं।
आई लाइक दैट रवि, यू सेड अंग्रेजी नववर्ष, बिकॉज फॉर लॉन्ग वी हैड दिस कॉलोनियल हैंगओवर एंड वी बीन सेलिब्रेटिंग एवरीथिंग, वी नो वी बीन फॉलोइंग एवरीथिंग दैट इज इंग्लिश एंड वेस्टर्न, एंड वी हैव सो मच ऑफ complex we've had for so many years, but now thankfully as once I remember the Honorable Prime Minister had said from the Red Fort, ramparts of Red Fort, on 15th August ki ab hame ye jo ye angreziyat ki jo nishaniyan hain, gulami ki nishaniyan hain, wo abhi chatak deni chahiye, and that's my words of course, but khayal unka hai, and so it's just right when Ravi says angrezi navarsh to sahi hai, because we have so many new year we celebrate in our country, especially during the Navratri time. The first Navratri is the Hindu New Year, which is celebrated by maximum people across the country.
तो अंग्रेजी नववर्ष हो या कोई और नववर्ष, नए का आत्मबोध हमारे अंदर और नया उत्साह भरता है और नए तरीके से जीवन जीने का संदेश देता है। हालांकि ये उल्लास, ये उत्साह, ये खुशी दुनिया के अलग अलग कोने में अलग अलग दिन मनाई जाती है, क्योंकि दुनिया भर में कई कैलेंडर हैं और हर कैलेंडर का नया साल अलग अलग होता है। और एक अनुमान के अनुसार अकेले भारत में ही करीब 50 कैलेंडर यानी कि 50 पंचांग हैं, और इनमें से कई का नया साल अलग अलग दिनों और महीनों पर होता है।
Yes, we've heard of the Parsi New Year, you're right. We've heard of the Gujarati New Year, and there are certain days which are very auspicious where again the New Year is celebrated. That's, I think, because we follow the lunar calendar. We have the Vaisakhi, we have Vishu, Bahag Bihu, we have Gudi Padwa, Puthandu, all being celebrated by different communities all over the country. It's such a wonderful country we have. Imagine, we are celebrating so many New Year so many times, our local and the international, which is called the Gregorian. जिसे हम अंग्रेजी कह रहे हैं वो actually Gregorian calendar है।
बिल्कुल ठीक है
आप। और जब हम New Year अपने lunar calendar को follow करते हैं, तो जैसे हमने कहा कि शारदीय नवरात्रि is the first New Year, हम देखा जाए, you know, come to think of it, friends, going by the Indian geography, everything starts from geography. Going by the geography in India, this time it's so cold. What is the maza of celebration? Sorry, I don't want to dampen your spirits, but when you think of the New Year in March, that Sharad Navratri, jo pehli Navratri hoti hai, usko aap agar yaad karein, to spring is in the air. You know, they say love is in the air. I say spring is in the air. You have flowers all around. The weather is lovely, and you really feel like celebrating that New Year.
जी, बिल्कुल ठीक कहा आपने। तो अब हमें लगता है कि हमें headlines की ओर बढ़ना चाहिए।
Yeah, and one very important thing, Ravi, do you know that it was India who gave the names of months to the world? Even now we celebrate or we observe the financial year from April to March. Traditionally, we've had this April to March as a new year. And come to think of it, when we say September, kahan se aaya? Satwa Ambar became September. If we calculate from March, then September is Satwa Ambar. October, Atwa Ambar comes from March, Atwa Mahina. So imagine how important India has been to give the names of these months. You know, it has been given by India. Similarly, November, Nava Ambar, if you calculate from March. And Daswa Ambar, December coming, if you calculate from March. So important it is.
जानकारी लेकर आई हैं।
चलिए, as you said, headlines.
जी।
All right, let's begin with headlines, as my co-anchor Ravi said. Well, government launches One Nation, One Subscription scheme for seamless access to digital knowledge resources.
रक्षा मंत्रालय ने युद्ध की तैयारी और तकनीकी प्रगति को बढ़ाने के लिए वर्ष 2025 को सुधारों का वर्ष घोषित किया है।
And New Year celebrations sparkle across the world. 2025 welcomed with joy and grandeur.
मौसम विभाग ने देश के उत्तरी भागों में शीतलहर की संभावना व्यक्त की है।
And in hockey, India League, Shrachi Rar Bengal Tigers to clash with Team Gonasika at Raurkela राउरकेला ओडिशा दिस इवनिंग।
और हॉकी इंडिया लीग में आज शाम ओडिशा के राउरकेला में श्राची राड़ बंगाल टाइगर्स का मुकाबला टीम गोनासिका से होगा।
राइट एंड लेट्स सो दोस विद द हेडलाइंस एंड नाउ लेट्स मूव ऑन टू आवर डिस्कशन टाइम। वी टेक अ टॉपिक एंड वी जस्ट चिट चैट ओवर इट टुडे बट नेचुरल द टाइम इज सॉरी द टॉपिक इज डेटलाइन इंडिया एंड वी हैव गोइंग टू टॉक अबाउट न्यू ईयर। न्यू ईयर एज वी जस्ट mentioned is a time, is a special time which means celebration. You ponder a bit, you connect with people you haven't connected, you introspect a bit and see what, you know, kya khoya, kya paya bite saal, aur kya aap improve kar sakte hain, aapke naye resolution kya hain. You take a look at all that and it's nice that you meet your family members and connect with your friends whom you haven't connected for so long. It's time for celebration. It makes you feel good and celebrations are important, especially worldwide, because India is a traditional country, 5,000-year-old celebration, civilization, and we have a lot of occasions to celebrate. But the Western world, the developed nation, so-called developed nation, has nothing much to celebrate. So they have a Grandfather's Day, they have a Father's Day, Mother's Day, and they also have a New Year celebration. But we have so many celebrations, endless actually, so many festivals.
बिल्कुल ठीक है आपने। नववर्ष की जहाँ भी बात आती है तो वहाँ रेजोल्यूशन की भी बात आती है। वो बात अलग है कि कई बार रेजोल्यूशंस पूरे होते हैं और कई बार नहीं होते। लेकिन उनकी चर्चा जरूर होती है।
जी।
एनीवेज, नया साल व्यक्तियों को लक्ष्य योजना बनाने के लिए भी प्रेरित करता है, चाहे वो व्यक्तिगत हो या व्यावसायिक। नवीनीकरण की यह भावना लोगों को बेहतर भविष्य की दिशा में काम करने के लिए प्रेरित करती है। ये नकारात्मकता को पीछे छोड़ने और सकारात्मकता, कृतज्ञता और दयालुता को अपनाने का समय है। कुल मिलाकर नया साल केवल जश्न मनाने का नहीं बल्कि चिंतन करने, योजना बनाने और सपनों को हासिल करने या पूरा करने की दिशा में यात्रा शुरू करने का भी समय है। ये लोगों को आने वाले वर्ष के लिए आशा और खुशी की साझा भावना के साथ एकजुट करता है।
एब्सोल्युटली करेक्ट। इट्स टाइम फॉर इंट्रोस्पेक्शन, सम रेजोल्यूशन, सम इंट्रोस्पेक्शन, some aspirations, some hopes, but be positive at the end of it all. And the new year or the Gregorian New Year, as I corrected, travels across different time zones, friends. It starts with Kiribati in the Pacific and ends in American Samoa. Well, from Sydney to London, celebrations reflected hopes and aspirations for the year ahead. Well, New Zealand's Auckland was among the first major cities to welcome New Year, with thousands enjoying fireworks and light displays. And as the clock struck midnight in Sydney, Australia, the skies lit up with a breathtaking fireworks display over the Harbour Bridge and Opera House. And in Dubai, what happened in Dubai? Well, thousands attended a fireworks show at the Burj Khalifa. Who doesn't know the Burj Khalifa, the world's tallest skyscraper? And London? Well, London defied weather concerns with a spectacular fireworks show on the banks of River Thames. Grand celebrations also unfolded across cities in the country and in Mumbai. Yes, let's come back to our country after going to Mumbai, to London, Dubai and Sydney, Australia. Yeah. Back to AMG Mumbai. In Mumbai, thousands of people gathered across the Arabian Sea promenade while iconic spots like Connaught Place and horse cars in Delhi buzzed with revelers. Well, security arrangements ensured safe festivities in the capital. And meanwhile, devotees visited temples and shrines nationwide to offer prayers for a prosperous year, for a peaceful year and a good year ahead.
बिल्कुल। और लालिमा, हमारा प्यारा देश भारत पारंपरिक हर्षोल्लास और धार्मिक भावना के साथ नए वर्ष 2025 का स्वागत कर रहा है। राष्ट्रपति द्रौपदी मुर्मू, उपराष्ट्रपति जगदीप धनखड़ और प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी ने नए साल के अवसर पर लोगों को शुभकामनाएं दी हैं। एक सोशल मीडिया पोस्ट में राष्ट्रपति मुर्मू ने नागरिकों से उज्ज्वल भविष्य बनाने के लिए मिलकर काम करने की प्रतिबद्धता को दोहराया। उधर उपराष्ट्रपति जगदीप धनखड़ ने नववर्ष को देश की गणतंत्र यात्रा में महत्वपूर्ण मोड़ बताया। उन्होंने उल्लेख किया कि यह वर्ष हमारे संविधान की शताब्दी की अंतिम तिमाही में प्रवेश का प्रतीक है। नए साल में नागरिकों के शानदार स्वास्थ्य और समृद्धि की कामना करते हुए प्रधानमंत्री मोदी ने उम्मीद जताई कि यह साल सभी के जीवन में नए अवसर, सफलता और अनंत खुशियां लाएगा। राजधानी दिल्ली में बिरला मंदिर और झंडेवाला स्थित विभिन्न मंदिरों में सुबह की आरती में शामिल होने और देवी देवताओं का आशीर्वाद लेने के लिए लोग उमड़ रहे हैं।
Yes, absolutely. With a little prayer in our hearts that there may be peace, happiness in everyone's life, not just the world, but I mean, not just our country, but the world, but also every person in of our country is happy, is peaceful, is prosperous. With and India rises further. India has risen a lot. It is now there in the global, it's shining high on the global map. Mm-hmm. But ek baar phir se hum kahenge ki Bharat phir se sone ki chidiya bane aur bhi आगे बढ़े ऊंचा ऊंची ऊंचान ऊंची उड़ाइयां ले और इस उम्मीद के साथ हम आगे बढ़ते हैं।
ये जो आशा ये तो सभी देशवासियों ने लगा रखी है।
बिल्कुल बिल्कुल कि अब हम और कुछ नहीं बस इंडिया मस्ट राइज फर्दर एंड वी वांट टू बी अ पार्ट ऑफ दिस ग्रेट इंडियन ग्रोथ स्टोरी।
जी और अब समय हो गया है अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं से जानने का कि उनके पास आज क्या विशेष है।
Yes, certainly. Let's talk about another great tradition of ours, and that is Mela. And this is no ordinary Mela. This is the Kumbh Mela. Not even just the Kumbh Mela, it's the Mahakumbh Mela. That's right, friends. The Mahakumbh Mela, celebrated as the world's largest spiritual gathering, is a breathtaking convergence of faith, culture and ancient tradition. Well, it is rooted in Hindu mythology, and the sacred festival unfolds four times over 12 years. It rotates between four revered cities in the country: Haridwar, Ujjain, Nashik and Prayagraj. Each city is situated along the banks of India's holiest rivers. And let's come to 2025. Well, from the 13th of January to the 26th of February, Prayagraj will once again become the hub of this magnificent celebration, and it'll draw millions of pilgrims and visitors to witness a profound display of devotion, unity, and India's vibrant spiritual heritage. Time for me to pause because we want to listen to our correspondent talk and see what he has to say on this Mahakumbh.
Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj promises to be an unparalleled blend of devotion and innovation. With an estimated 45 crore visitor expected, comprehensive preparations are underway to ensure a safe and enriching experience for all. This year, Kumbh embraced cutting-edge technology to elevate the event. Digital land allotments, 360-degree virtual reality stalls, and GIS-based map on Google are making participation seamless for devotees. The event will also feature a spectacular drone show with 2,000 drones narrating the legendary tales of Prayag Mahatmyam and Samundra Manthan, transforming the evening skies into a visual spectacle. Safety remains a priority, with advanced systems like AI-powered cameras, remote-controlled live buoys and underwater drones providing 24/7 surveillance. A dedicated cyber police station supported by 56 cyber warriors is in place to tackle online threats, ensuring the safety of pilgrims from across the globe. For the convenience of visitors, high-tech lost and found centers are being established to reunite missing individuals with their families through digital tracking and social media updates. Meanwhile, online booking for stays at the 10th city will open on January 10 via platform like IRCTC. Manal Saeed, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Well, I've had the fortune of visiting the Kumbh Mela in Nashik. I was doing live commentary for Prasar Bharati, and I can tell you it's such a magical environment, and you see is an ocean of people there. Okay. Unfortunately, the English media doesn't cover it and doesn't give it that much importance, but it really means a lot. It's amazing how they organize. I'm sure the Western world, which has very small population, scarce population, they could take a leaf or two on the organizing capabilities of the Mahakumbh. Or let's move on. Yes, Ravi.
जी गुवाहाटी चलते हैं लालिमा, जहाँ पे हम बताएंगे अपने सभी श्रोताओं को कि हम सब जानते हैं कि असम जो है वो विश्व का सबसे ज्यादा चाय उत्पादक क्षेत्र है, एक राज्य है. और यही नहीं, भारत में आधे से ज्यादा जो चाय उत्पादन होती है वो असम में ही होती है.
ओके, ग्रेट. एंड वेल, द फर्स्ट टी एस्टेट वॉज एस्टैब्लिश्ड इन 1823. फ्रेंड्स, लेट मी गिव यू दैट इन्फो. एंड फॉर द फर्स्ट time, scientists have cracked the genetic code of Assam tea. This landmark discovery, achieved by decoding the chromosome scale genome of the Assam tea variety TV1, which can reshape tea cultivation globally. More on this from our correspondent.
Assam has over 800 large and around 300 small tea gardens. A team of scientists from different institutions of the country has decoded the first chromosome scale genome sequence of Assam type tea variety Tokolai Vegetative 1, marking a major advancement in the understanding of tea genetics. Botanically, there are two main types of tea, that is China and Assam type, predominant in China and India. Different chromosome level assemblies of China type tea genomes have been reported recently, but none for Assam type. Thus, in the present study, Genome assembly of the most popular Assam type Indian tea cultivator TV1 was decoded at chromosome scale and analyzed to understand the domestication, variations and evolutionary differences between China and Assam type teas. This Tokalai variety 1 is the integral to the tea industry in India, Sri Lanka and African tea producing nations. The study published in a renowned journal, Industrial Crops and Products, Elsevier publication, provides insights into how Assam tea evolved, developed its distinctive traits and synthesized caffeine, revealing the genetic adaptations that differentiates it from China tea. Aminul Haq Joddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
तो लालिमा महाकुंभ मेला के बाद असम और असम से बाहर ले चलते हैं अपने श्रोताओं को त्रिची की ओर जहां पर हम बताएंगे कि अब वहां के जो पर्यटक हैं यानी देश भर के जो पर्यटक हैं जो विजिट करते हैं विवेकानंद मेमोरियल वो किस तरह वहां पर पैदल पहुंच सकते हैं
यू नो व्हेन यू जस्ट टॉक्ड अबाउट महाकुंभ के बाद असम मुझे लगा आप चाय पिलाने वाले हैं मुझे कि चलो लालिमा चाय पिलाते
कार्यक्रम के बाद
ऑल राइट फ्रेंड्स रवि जस्ट मेंशन अबाउट तमिलनाडु यस I've had the good fortune of visiting the Vivekananda Memorial and view the 133 feet tall Thiruvalluvar statue which stands on two rocks in the sea. And if anyone knows the power of meditation, you know, when the tsunami happened, people who were there at the Vivekananda rock, nothing happened. No harm came to them and they were absolutely safe. Because Swamiji had meditated there. And when you go to Swami Vivekananda's memorial and they make you meditate there for about 10 minutes, you can experience extreme burst of energy because that place is so sacrosanct and so charged because Swami Vivekananda had meditated there. What else is attracting the tourists apart from this? Let's listen to our correspondent.
Kanyakumari, also known as Cape Comorin, is a district in the southernmost of India, lying in Tamil Nadu. It's located at the meeting point of Arabian Sea, the Indian Ocean and the Bay of Bengal, which is known as the Land of Three Seas. The beautiful coastal town Kanyakumari, famous for its magical sunrise, sunset, the Bhagavathi Amman Temple, Vivekananda Rock and Saint Poet Thiruvalluvar statue, now is all set to excite the tourists with the new glass arch bridge connecting Vivekananda Rock and Thiruvalluvar statue. On Monday, the 30th of December, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin inaugurated the 77-meter-long bowstring glass arch bridge at the confluence of three seas in Kanyakumari to mark the silver jubilee of the installation of Thiruvalluvar statue. The new bridge built by the Tamil Nadu government at a cost of Rs. 37 crore will save time for tourists as they don't have to take a ferry from one monument to other. The sea between Vivekananda Rock and Thiruvalluvar statue is mostly rough and many times ferry to Thiruvalluvar statue was cancelled due to high waves and rough sea. Now, with the newly constructed bridge, tourists can ensure to see Thiruvalluvar statue by walking across the bridge from Vivekananda Rock. The glass bridge is set to become yet another tourist attraction in Kanyakumari, which attracts thousands of people from across the country, especially North India, every day to watch the sunrise and the famous sunset. Currently, the Pumpukar Shipping Corporation operates ferry from Kanyakumari Boat Jetty to Vivekananda Memorial and then to the Thiruvalluvar statue. With the inauguration of this new bridge, tourists can now just walk from the memorial to the statue even as they enjoy the breathtaking view of sea. The bridge, which is 77 meters in length and 10 meters width, has been built with the help of latest technology to withstand corrosion and strong sea winds. The bridge is likely to be open to the public very soon. Shanti Ramesh for Parikrama from Akashvani, Tiruchirappalli.
Well, that certainly sounds interesting. Earlier, one had to take a ferry from Swami Vivekananda's memorial to the statue, Thiruvalluvar ji's statue. Now there's a glass bridge. Certainly, I'll have to make another visit to the memorial and to see what the bridge looks like, Ravi.
इसलिए मैंने बोला था कि किस तरह अब हम विवेकानंद मेमोरियल पैदल जा सकते हैं. तो ये वजह थी.
बिल्कुल जी, बिल्कुल.
चलिए चलते हैं कोलकाता, जहां हमारी संवाददाता सुष्मिता मंडल तैयार हैं एक स्टोरी लेकर सेल्फ हेल्प ग्रुप्स के बारे में, यानी कि स्वयं सहायता समूह के बारे में.
यस, many of us have heard now that you know, we talk so much about SHGs, which is an acronym for self help groups, and the government is doing a lot of work to promote them, because that means development happening at the bottom of the pyramid. And many of them, interestingly, are women. Lot of women constitute SHGs because this is empowering them. They are earning their livelihoods through some skill which they have, whether it is pickle making or whether it is weaving or making baskets or whatever. For more on this, let's listen to Sushmita Mandal's report.
Around 11.8 lakh SHGs involving 1.2 crore women have already been formed, and funds of around rupees 2,901.63 crore have been provided to 2,71,152 SHGs under the Community Investment Fund, CIF. According to data, bank loans worth rupees 13,945.96 crore have also been disbursed to 6,65,034 SHGs across the state. Under the Jago scheme, the state government has been disbursing funds of rupees 5,000 to 10 lakh SHGs benefiting 1 crore women. About 312 SHGs have been tagged with ICDS projects for supplying food materials. Around 50 Khaddo Shathi units have been established. Srishti Sri outlets have been set up in 16 districts for the promotion of self-help groups products. According to the state government data, rupees 30 crore have been granted to 1,659 SHGs under the West Bengal Swarajgar Sahayak Prakalpo. The state has also been implementing Shami Bibekananda Karmasanstan Prakalpo. Shabola Mela is being organized across the state so that the women from the SHGs can showcase their handicrafts and earn money. The state government has allocated funds of rupees 2.64 crore for organizing 22 district level and one state level Shabola Mela. Bengal had earlier already achieved the number one rank in the formation of self-help groups in the country. The first ever sale of articles of Rural Artisan Society Shorosh Mela in Darjeeling town and the seventh edition in the district recorded a sale of more than rupees 7 crore recently. Sushmita Mondol from Akashbani, Kolkata.
Sensex News now. 30 shares index at the Bombay Stock Exchange. Sensex gained 368 points and closed at 78,507. National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 added 98 points to settle at 23,743.
और अब चलते हैं खेल के मैदान में और जान लेते हैं कि वहां की हलचल क्या है. तो हॉकी इंडिया लीग में आज शाम ओडिशा के राउरकेला में स्वाची राड़ बंगाल टाइगर्स का मुकाबला टीम गोनासिका से होगा. हॉकी इंडिया लीग में हैदराबाद तूफान ने कल ओडिशा के राउरकेला में दिल्ली एसजी पाइपर्स को शूटआउट में 5-4 से हराकर बोनस अंक हासिल किया. दोनों टीमें निर्धारित समय तक 2-2 से बराबरी पर थीं. हैदराबाद तूफान ने अमनदीप लाकड़ा और गोंजालो पेइलट के गोल्स की मदद से शुरुआती बढ़त हासिल की, जिसके बाद दिल्ली एसजी पाइपर्स ने दिलराज सिंह और गैरेथ फरलोंग के गोल की मदद से बराबरी कर ली. और तीसरे और चौथे क्वार्टर में दोनों टीमों के पास कई मौके थे, लेकिन वे पेनल्टी कॉर्नर का उपयोग करने में नाकाम रहीं. हैदराबाद की टीम को बाद में जीत का एक और अवसर मिला, लेकिन उनका पेनल्टी कॉर्नर का प्रयास सफल नहीं हुआ और इसके बाद मैच शूट आउट में चला गया, जिसमें हैदराबाद की टीम ने दिल्ली पर 5-4 से विजय हासिल की.
And now friends, let's take you on a tour of India's freedom struggle and recall the events that happened on this day. Here we go.
Mahadev Desai, who remained Mahatma Gandhi's personal secretary for 25 years, was born on the 1st of January in 1892 at Surat. His dedication to Mahatma Gandhi is exemplary to the world. He maintained a diary from the 13th of November 1917 to the 14th of August 1942, the day before his death, chronicling his life with Gandhi.
Verrier Elwin wrote of him, "He was, in fact, home and foreign secretary combined. He managed everything and must have saved 10 years of Gandhi's life by diverting from him unwanted visitors."
Mahadev Desai first met Gandhi in 1915 when he sought Gandhiji's advice on how best to publish one of his books. In 1917, Desai joined Gandhi Ashram and also accompanied Gandhiji to Champaran. When the colonial government arrested Gandhiji in 1919, he named Desai as his heir. In 1920, Motilal Nehru requisitioned the services of Mahadev Desai from Gandhi to run his newspaper, The Independent, from Allahabad. When the British government confiscated the printing press, Desai created a sensation by bringing out a handwritten newspaper. In 1921, Desai was sentenced to 1 year of rigorous imprisonment for his writings. In prison, Desai saw that the jail authorities mistreated prisoners, frequently flogging them. His report describing life inside the jail, published in Young India and Navjeevan, compelled the British authorities to bring about drastic jail reform measures.
Following his release in 1933, he was rearrested and detained in the Belgaum jail. It was during this time in prison that he wrote Gita According to Gandhi, which was posthumously published in 1946. He also played a role in organizing people's movements in the princely states of Rajkot and Mysore in 1939. Desai was also in charge of selecting Satyagrahis during the individual Satyagraha of 1940. Following the Quit India Declaration of the 8th of August 1942, he was arrested on the morning of 9th of August 1942 and interred with Gandhi at the Aga Khan Palace till his death 6 days later due to a massive heart attack.
When Desai stopped breathing, Gandhi called out to him in agitation, "Mahadev, Mahadev." When Gandhiji was later asked why he had done so, he answered, "I felt that if Mahadev opened his eyes and looked at me, I would tell him to get up. He had never disobeyed me in his life. I was confident that if he had heard those words, he would have defied even death and got up." Gandhi himself washed Desai's body and he was cremated on the Aga Khan Palace grounds where his samadhi lies today. We pay tribute to a man who symbolized great devotion in the work destiny assigned to him. On the 1st of January 1848, India's first school for girls was started at Bhidewada in Pune by Mahatma Jyotiba Phule and Savitribai Phule.
Mahatma Jyotirao Phule had realized that education of women and depressed classes was vital to their emancipation.
The school created outrage among the conservatives, and due to social pressure, the Phule couple was sent out of their home. Thus, the school was stopped for some time. During this period, their friend Usman Sheikh and his sister Fatima Sheikh supported them.
The Phule couple later restarted the school at Chiplung Karwada in Pune on the 3rd of July 1851. On the first day of the school, merely 8 girls were on the roll. Soon, the number began to increase. Girls from different religions, castes and socio-economic backgrounds would come to study. The couple not only taught the students but also provided them with clothes and other basic amenities which were denied to them by society.
In 1852, there were 3 Phule schools in operation. 273 girls were pursuing education in these schools.
और अब समय हो गया है उन व्यक्तित्वों को याद करने का जिनकी आज है पुण्यतिथि, जयंती या जन्मदिन.
सत्येंद्रनाथ बोस, यस, ही वाज अ फिजिसिस्ट एंड मैथमेटिशियन बेस्ट नोन फॉर हिज वर्क ऑन क्वांटम मैकेनिक्स इन अर्ली 1920s. द क्लास ऑफ पार्टिकल्स दैट ओबे बोस स्टैटिस्टिक्स बोसॉन्स वाज नेम्ड आफ्टर बोस एंड ही वाज अ पॉलीमैथ हु न्यू हु हैड वाइड रेंज ऑफ इंटरेस्ट्स फिजिक्स मैथमेटिक्स केमिस्ट्री बायोलॉजी मिनरोलॉजी फिलोसफी आर्ट्स लिटरेचर एंड म्यूजिक ऑल्सो नॉमिनेटेड फॉर द नोबेल प्राइज.
और यही नहीं, आज जयंती है अपने जमाने की बहुत ही प्रसिद्ध अभिनेत्री रही शकीला की, और प्रसिद्ध اردو شاعر اور ہندی فلموں کے گیتکار ڈاکٹر راحت اندوری کی. اور اس کے علاوہ آج جنم دن ہے ہندی فلموں کے جانے مانے ابھینیتا لیکھک اور فلم نرماتا وشوناتھ نانا پاٹیکر کا, اور بہت ہی سپرسدھ ہندی فلموں کے کامیڈین اسرانی صاحب کا, اور ساتھ میں جنم دن ہے بھارت کی ایک بہت ہی پرسدھ ہندوستانی شاستریہ سنگیت خیال ٹھمری دادرا سنگیت گائکا شوبھا مدگل کا, جن کا جنم ہوا تھا 1 جنوری 1959 کو. تو سمے ہو گیا ہے اپنے شوتاؤں سے اجازت لینے کا, تو ان سے یہی کہیں گے کہ اگر آپ اس کارکرم کو دوبارہ سننا چاہتے ہیں تو لاگ ان کریں ہماری ویب سائٹ newsonair.gov.in پر.
Absolutely. I think very special day, 1st January, because so many people, important people or special people were born on this day. On that note, it's time for us to bid adieu. This is myself, Lalima Aneja Dang, and my co-anchor,
Ravi Kapoor.
Signing off. Namaskar.
Namaskar.